This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Feburin F. Active ingredient, S. Factor 8 inhibitor bypassing fraction. This leaflet provides important information about using Feburin F. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Feburin F. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Feburin F? Feburin F contains the active ingredient factor 8 inhibitor bypassing fraction, a human plasma-derived protein with factor 8 inhibitor bypassing activity expressed. Feburin F is used to help clotting in patients with hemophilia A or B who have developed inhibitors, antibodies against the blood clotting factor 8 and factor 9, respectively. Feburin F is used to treat bleeding episodes in hemophilia A or B patients with inhibitors. To prevent bleeding episodes in hemophilia A or B patients with inhibitors. In hemophilia A or B patients with inhibitors to prevent or reduce bleeding before, during, and after surgery. The blood clotting factor 8 and factor 9 are essential for the blood to form clots and stop bleedings. Patients with hemophilia A have lower factor 8 levels than normal. Patients with hemophilia B have lower factor 9 levels than normal. During the course of treatment with replacement therapy, some hemophilia A and hemophilia B patients can develop antibodies against factor 8 and factor 9, respectively. This results in the replacement therapy from working properly, and blood will not clot properly. Feburin F is a concentrate of blood factors normally present in your blood, which can bypass the effects of these antibodies to make sure that your blood clots properly. This medicine helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. What should I know before I use Feburin F? Warnings. Do not use Feburin F if you are allergic to factor 8 inhibitor bypassing fraction, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You are suffering from disseminated intravascular coagulation, a blood clotting condition that can cause blood clots, bleeding and sudden bruising. This condition usually occurs after a serious disease, injury, or after a major operation, diagnosed by a blood test. Check with your doctor if you have suffered from a heart attack, you have a blood clot, you have liver problems, your immune system is not working properly, you have or have had any other medical conditions. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. There is no information on the use of Feburin F during pregnancy. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of using Feburin F if you are pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known if Feburin F passes into your milk and if it can harm your baby. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of using Feburin F if you are breastfeeding. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or hemophilia treatment center if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Feburin F and affect how it works. These include antifibrinolytics, medicines which help make blood clots more stable and last longer. For example, aminocaproic acid, tranexamic acid, recombinant activated factor 7. Emicizumab, a medicine used to prevent bleeding in hemophilia A patients. If you are taking any of the above medicines while receiving Feburin F, be aware of the possibility of serious side effects. Your doctor will need to monitor you closely. Your doctor or hemophilia treatment center have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid if you have concerns. How do I use Feburin F? Treatment with Feburin F should be started in a hospital or hemophilia treatment center and supervised by your doctor who is experienced in the care of patients with hemophilia. Each time you use Feburin F, record the name and batch number of the medicine. How much to use? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. Your doctor will decide how much fibrin if you use, how often and at what intervals you need to have it. Your dose will depend on your body weight, how much, how often and where you are bleeding. A dose of 50 to 100 units per kilogram of body weight, units per kilogram is recommended. The maximum single dose should not be more than 100 units per kilogram. The maximum daily dose should not be more than 200 units per kilogram. How to use fibrin F. Fibrin F is given by slow injection, or infusion directly into your vein. Some individuals may be trained to use fibrin F at home. Do not attempt to inject fibrin F by yourself, unless you have received proper training by your doctor, or hemophilia treatment center on how to use the product. Preparing fibrin F. Fibrin F is supplied as a powder, and must be mixed with water for injections, diluent supplied in the pack, to form a clear solution before use. Follow carefully the step-by-step instructions at the end of this leaflet, or in the pack, insert on how to prepare and inject fibrin F. Do not mix fibrin F with any other medicines, or solvent other than the water for injections diluent supplied with the pack. Use only the reconstitution device, provided with each pack, to prepare the solution for injection. After mixing the powder and the diluent, use the solution immediately. If the solution is not used straight away, you can keep the solution for a maximum of 3 hours when stored at room temperature. Do not refrigerate the solution after it is prepared. Fibrin F is for single use in one patient only. Dispose of all unused solution, empty vials, and used needles and syringes into a sharps bin. The step-by-step instructions can be found under Section 8. Instructions for use. If you are unsure about how to prepare the medicine for use, contact your doctor or hemophilia treatment center. Inspecting fibrin F. Always inspect fibrin F before use and after it has been mixed. After mixing, the solution should be clear to colorless and free from foreign particles. Do not inject the solution if it is discolored or cloudy or contains particles. How often to use fibrin F? Your doctor will tell you how often or at what intervals you will receive the injection. The frequency of injections you receive, and how long you will use fibrin F for, will depend on how well fibrin F is working for you. Continue using fibrin F for as long as your doctor tells you. Usually, the replacement therapy with fibrin F is a lifelong treatment. If you forget to use fibrin F, if you forget your scheduled injection, do not inject a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you inject a double dose, this may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or hemophilia treatment center. If you use too much fibrin F, if you think that you have used too much fibrin F, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately contact your doctor or hemophilia treatment center, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, or phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 13 11 26 if you are in Australia, or by calling 0800 764 766 if you are in New Zealand. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using fibrin F? Things you should do. Tell your other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists you are using this medicine. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are using fibrin F. Keep all your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may do some blood tests before you start your treatment and from time to time during your treatment to monitor your progress. Follow all instructions from your doctor. Your doctor may change the dose you use using your treatment. Tell your doctor and/or hemophilia treatment center straight away if you notice any sudden signs and symptoms of a severe allergic response. Your bleeding is not controlled or worsens after using fibrin F. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Things you should not do. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they appear to have the same condition as you. Do not use fibrin F to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not stop using fibrin F unless advised by your doctor or healthcare professional, or unless you have an allergic reaction. Do not change the dosage without checking with your doctor. Do not use fibrin F after the expiry date, which is printed on the label after the word EXP. The expiry date refers to the last day of the month. Driving or using machines. Fibrin F is not expected to have an influence on your ability to drive and use machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how fibrin F affects you. Looking after your medicine. Keep Feberinif in the pack until it is time to use it. This will protect the medicine from light. Store Feberinif below 25 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Keep Feberinif out of reach of children. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. Medicines should not be disposed of via wastewater or household waste. If your doctor tells you to stop using this medicine, or if the medicine is out of date, or if the medicine has not been stored properly, ask your doctor or hemophilia treatment center what to do with any unwanted medicine that is left over. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Common. Headache. Dizziness. Lightheadedness, or any other sign of low blood pressure. Rash. Allergies. Hepatitis B surface antibody positive, shown in blood tests. What to do? Speak to your doctor or hemophilia treatment center if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. These serious side effects have been reported in post-marketing experience. A blood clotting condition called disseminated intravascular coagulation, DIC, shown in blood tests, causing blood clots, bleeding and sudden bruising. Blood clots in the veins or lungs. Signs may include pain or swelling in the legs, difficulty in breathing, heart attack, stroke, severe, sudden allergic reaction which may progress to anaphylaxis including shock. What to do? Stop the injection immediately. Call your doctor or hemophilia treatment center straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Signs or symptoms of a severe sudden allergic response include rash, hives, wheals, or generalized itching, swelling of face, lips and tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing, shortness of breath, wheezing, difficulty in breathing, tightness or discomfort in the chest, dizziness and fainting. Your body can make antibodies, also called inhibitors against Feberinif. If this happens, Feberinif may stop working properly. Signs or symptoms include easily bruising or bleeding, swelling and pain, or tightness in joints. This is a very common side effect in patients who have not been previously treated with factor VIII medicines. This side effect is uncommon. Tell your doctor, hemophilia treatment center, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems, if you are in Australia, or to MedSafe online at https://pofhealth.my.site.com/calmreportant/s/. If you are in New Zealand, by reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor, hemophilia treatment center, or pharmacist before you decide to stop using any of your medicines. Product details. What Feberinif contains. Powder in a vial. Active ingredient, main ingredient. Factor VIII inhibitor bypassing fraction. Other ingredients, inactive ingredients. Sodium chloride, sodium citrate dihydrate. Feberinif also contains factors 2, 9 and X, mainly in non-activated form as well as activated factor 7. Factor 8 coagulant antigen, FVIIIC, AG and the factors of the kallikrein-kinin system, are present only in trace amounts, if at all. Diluent in a vial. Other ingredients, inactive ingredients. Water for injections. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Feberinif looks like. Feberinif is a white to cream powder supplied in a single dose glass vial. Each pack of Feberinif contains one drug powder vial containing 500 U, 1000 U, or 2500 U of Feberinif. One diluent vial containing 10 milliliters, 20 milliliters, or 50 milliliters of water for injections. One Baxjecta high flow reconstitution device. Feberinif is available in the following strengths. Feberinif 500 U-Ostar 1, 0, 4, 8, 9, 6. FIBA NF1000U-OSTAR10491 FIBA NF2500U-OSTAR17223 6. Not all presentations may be marketed. Who distributes FIBA NF? FIBA NF is supplied in Australia by Takeda Pharmaceuticals Australia Pty Limited, Level 39, 225 George Street, Sydney, New South Wales, 2000, Australia. Telephone 1-800-012-612. www.takeda.com/nau. FIBA NF is supplied in New Zealand by Takeda New Zealand Pty Limited, Level 10, 21 Queen Street, Auckland, 1010, New Zealand. Telephone 0508169077. www.takeda.com/nau. This leaflet was prepared in January 2024. Instructions for use. Important. Contact your doctor or hemophilia treatment center if you have any questions or if you experience any problems following this instruction guide. These instructions are intended only as a visual aid for those patients who have been trained by their doctor or hemophilia treatment center on the proper way to self-inject the medicine. Do not attempt to inject FIBA NF by yourself unless you have been trained by your doctor or hemophilia treatment center on how to use the product. Use only the water for injections, diluent, and the reconstitution device provided in the pack to prepare the solution for injection. If more than one vial of FIBA NF is needed for the dose, mix each vial of FIBA NF using a separate reconstitution device supplied in each pack. Follow the step-by-step instructions specific to the reconstitution device supplied with your FIBA NF. After preparing FIBA NF, use the solution as soon as possible, within 3 hours after mixing. Always inspect FIBA NF before use and after it has been mixed. After mixing, the solution should be clear to colorless. Do not use the solution if it is discolored or cloudy or contains particles. Preparing FIBA NF using a septic technique. In a quiet place, prepare a clean surface and gather all the materials you will need for the injection. Remove FIBA NF from the refrigerator and check the expiry date on the package. Wash your hands and put on clean exam gloves. If you are self-injecting at home, the use of gloves is optional. Using the Baxjector device. Use a septic technique, clean and germ-free and a flat work surface during the reconstitution procedure. 1. Allow the FIBA NF powder and diluent vials to reach room temperature before use. 2. Remove plastic caps from the FIBA NF powder and diluent vials. 3. Cleanse rubber stoppers with an alcohol wipe and allow to dry before use. Open the Baxjector device package by peeling away the lid without touching the inside. Figure A. Do not remove the device from the package. Figure A. 4. Turn the package over. Press straight down to fully insert the clear plastic spike through the diluent vial stopper. Figure B. Figure B. 5. Grip the Baxjector package at its edge and pull the package off the device. Figure C. Do not remove the blue cap from the Baxjector device. Do not touch the exposed white plastic spike. Figure C. 6. Turn the system over so that the diluent vial is on top. Quickly insert the white plastic spike fully into the FIBA NF powder vial stopper by pushing straight down. Figure D. The vacuum will draw the diluent into the FIBA NF powder vial. Figure D. 7. Swirl gently until the FIBA NF powder is completely dissolved. Do not shake. Administration. 8. Remove the blue cap from the Baxjector device. Connect the syringe to the Baxjector. Figure E. Do not inject air into the Baxjector device. Figure E. 9. Turn the system upside down. FIBA NF powder vial now on top. Draw the reconstituted solution into the syringe by pulling the plunger back slowly. Figure F. Figure F. 10. Disconnect the syringe, attach a suitable needle, and inject slowly into the vein over a period of up to 5 minutes, maximum infusion rate of 10 milliliters per minute. 11. If more than one vial of FIBA NF is to be used, the contents of multiple vials may be drawn into the same syringe. FIBA NF and Baxjector registered trademarks of Baxalter Incorporated. Takeda and the Takeda logo are registered trademarks of Takeda Pharmaceutical Company Limited.